Mike Pompeo blasts MLB for boycotting Georgia. By Hannah Blow on April 6, 2021. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo R. questioned Major League Baseball's MLB decision to pull its All-Star Game and draft from Atlanta over the state's election integrity law, inquiring why MLB continues to do business in communist China, which embraces a hierarchical electoral system of voting, barring any meaningful elections. There's no voter ID required because there's no voting that takes place. Why does the MLB still do business there? Pompeo asked. It's shameful that their decision in Georgia was fact-free, based on what the left-wing media told executives to do, he added. Elections under the Chinese Communist Party operate based on a hierarchical electoral system where the leaders at the different levels are elected differently. Citizens only vote directly for the local People's Congress, while other levels are indirectly elected by the People's Congress representatives immediately below them, per World Atlas. The various local People's Congresses also elect their respective heads of counties, mayors, and governors. The National People's Congress, which is made up of 2,980 delegates, elects the state council and the president, the outlet reported. The electoral system of the People's Republic of China is broadly divided into two, direct and indirect elections. The direct election takes place in cities that are not divided into townships, towns, city districts, counties, and districts. It involves the direct elections of the local People's Congress. The candidates for the election are nominated by the political parties, including the Communist Party of China, CPC. The final nomination list is worked out by means of consultation with groups of voters through a process known as 3 up and 3 down. The voting is done by secret ballot, and the eligible voters are picked from work unit or family registers for urban or rural voters, respectively. The list is then submitted to the election committee after thorough scrutiny by electoral district leaders. The directly elected local People's Congresses elect their respective heads of people's government. In other words, no meaningful elections are allowed in China, as the Communist Party is the dominant force and determines everyone on the ballot. Because of the CCP's status as the dominant party, any opposition is not considered legitimate. Citizens are not permitted to vote directly for central government leaders and do not get a say in who is president, commander-in-chief, or members of the Politburo. As Breitbart News reported, the Chinese ruler was installed as president and paramount leader by the roughly 3,000 members of the undemocratically elected National People's Congress in 2012. Further, in 2018, China approved removing a two-term limit, effectively opening the door for Chinese Communist Party Chairman Xi Jinping to reign as a dictator. Pompeo's response follows the MLB pulling the All-Star Game and draft from Atlanta over the state's recently signed election integrity law, which actually expands voting in some areas. I have decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB draft, Commissioner of Baseball Robert D. Manfred Jr. said. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box, he added. However, MLB opted to move the events to Denver, Colorado, which also requires identification to vote and offers fewer early voting days than the Peach State. Notably, MLB requires fans to present identification when picking up their tickets at the stadium.